to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett. Joining me, as always, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the listeners out there.
Round 18, the last round before the final starts. Looking forward to that, and good luck to everyone if you are in your finals, and good luck to everyone this week if you are trying to make the finals.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crunch time.
It is a crunch time of massive proportions, but a bit of news today with a fair few, like a re-signing day. Andrew Gaff re-signing with the West Coast Eagles for another 2 more years. Jack Watt signing for 3 years at Melbourne, so D's fans, I'd be interested to see if they're happy about that or not. I suppose he's having a pretty good year. And Big Jenko at Adelaide signing for 5 years, reportedly around $550,000 a year. So some good scratch there.
Yeah, it's pretty handy coin. Jack Watts turned it on at the right time again. So that's good luck to him. Well done.
Yeah, well, 3 years, that means he's going to be there 11 years. So pretty good career, you think, where most people only go, what, is it 2 or 3 years, the average lifespan of an AFL player?
There's a lot less than that.
A lot less than that. Well, there you go. But in probably the second biggest news for the day, as we called it on the Monday night show, no Brett Deledio this week. He's being rested up with that calf injury. So we don't know just yet if he's going to be managed for the rest of the year, or we'll see him hopefully for the first finals next week.
Yeah, it's pretty tough news if you're a Brett Deledio owner, obviously, this week. I mean, if you're really pumping to make the finals, this hurts. But if he's back next week, it's all worth it, I guess, Jono. Unless you miss out.
Yeah. But in the biggest news of all, Steve, we're talking about this at the RSL last night. The Mafra magician, he's been named Johnny Butcher, filling in for Big Charlie Dixon this week.
Well, filling in, I'd say that's an upgrade, wouldn't you?
Well, it was good. The assistant coach down there at Port Adelaide saying, you know, doing everything right at the SANFL, ticking all the boxes. But the only thing he's not doing is kicking goals. And isn't that his job?
Well, whether you're kicking or ticking, that's all right. Hey, look, they're playing Brisbane in the first next week. Johnny Butch could be. I can't get it out. I can't even say it.
Just grab the vomit bag, take a deep breath, you'll be right.
Anyway.
But moving on now to the team for this week, we are back to normal scheduling. Starting on Friday night, we've got the Pies taking on North Melbourne, and in for the Pies, you've got Fasolo and Marley Williams. Out goes McCaffer and DeGoey. So a nice handy goal kicker and a bit of speed there for the Pies with the tagger going out.
Yeah, Fasolo's been in ripping nick. Marley Williams has been disappointing to me, Jono. But
yeah, we touted him as someone who could probably get that 85-ish average as a defender this year, but injuries have certainly hampered that.
Well, and just cold form.
And cold form too, yeah.
So.
But for North Melbourne, in comes Magic Door and Dumont. Out goes Waite with a hip injury again. And the porn man himself, Corey Wagner.
Yeah. Goldie owners have got to be nervous about that Magic in, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if he got touted by Trengove last week, what's going to happen this week? I mean, an informed run.
I think towed up is a bit strong. He still had twice as many hitouts.
And that's, you know, twice as many that... Another twice as many that he hasn't been getting in the past.
Yeah, but what are you saying? Like, he had twice as many hitouts. Oh, he got beaten. Really?
Did you see the game? Trengo was awesome.
Yeah, Trengo's good, but you know what? Like, I'm just having a hard time reconciling the fact that losing the hit-out count means you got towed up.
Not so that, but Trengo around the ground was still pretty good as well.
Yeah, that's fine, but that's his strength. And if he wasn't doing that, he wouldn't be playing ruck.
No.
So.
But big concern with Goldie where he hasn't been at that exceptional best from last year.
Oh, look, I expect Brody Grundy to beat him.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
So,
and I'm certainly tipping the Pies in this game.
Yep. What? I hate tipping my own team.
Yeah. I
like it because you either get the tip or the win. I'm not one of those people who, can't tip against my own team. I can't tip my own team.
Yeah.
And it was horrific when Collingwood were good because I'd never win the tipping contest. So I get them right. Like,
and they're not even favourites, Collingwood, so you're still going to get some pretty good odds on them too.
Aren't they? Jeez. All right.
No, they're about 2-something, 230, 240.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Moving on to the Saturday game with the Swans taking on Carlton at the SCG. Hopefully Carlton, Sydney can win after two losses up there. In for them is Foote, Richards, Heaney and Cunningham. Big out for the Swans in McVeigh with a groin injury. Zach Jones out with an ankle and Benny McGlynn and Richards out as well. You would have to think that's it for McGlynn, you would think.
Oh, I can't see him coming back in.
No, especially the way Mills and Papley and Hewitt and all that have played this year. You think
future. And Towers and Heaney.
Yeah, Towers as well. He's been super as well.
Yeah, Ted Richards being out is interesting. Just listed as an omission.
Yeah, he's been pretty good this year. Maybe side effects of that concussion, but you wouldn't think so.
Interesting. Anyway, they should obviously get the chocolates, but might be a bit closer.
Interesting there, because McVeigh found a bit of form too. And for the Blues, you got Rock the Casbolt and Bokhurst in with Lamb and Jack out.
Yep.
Not much interest there.
No.
The next game, we've got Saturday afternoon at Metricon. We've got the Gold Coast taking on Fremantle. Big in for the Gold Coast. You got Matt Rosa back from injury. And Schoenfeld, Seinfeld's weird cousin. And the big out.
Weird cousin.
A big out for
the Gold
Coast.
Wasn't the cousin the mayor's advisor in Seinfeld?
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, he was too. The van, man with the van.
Yeah.
And out for the Gold Coast, Aaron Hall with a hamstring injury, and Mitch Hallahan, one game in, one game straight back out.
Yeah, I can't really blame him for that. I expected more from Hallahan, but
yeah, me too.
Aaron Hall, that's big news. And but Matt Rosa in, that's big news. As you know, in our league of record, Jono, I've picked up Matt Rosa again.
Yep.
And I expect him to score well in the midfield.
That is a big bump for Matt Rosa. If you can get him in your leagues, grab him now.
Yeah, listeners, a defender, that's gold.
That's right. And for the Dockers, you got Zach Clark coming in with Langdon and Yaron. Pavlich rested because he doesn't want to play his 350th game on the Gold Coast. Ballantyne out with a facial fracture, and as we know, Barlow as well with that shoulder for the rest of the year.
Some big outs there, man.
Big outs, but who do you tip in this game?
I'm tipping the draw again.
I'm still going Freo.
I'm going to tip Freo just because they have a bit more class in the middle.
Yeah.
And they have Michael Walters, which is enough for me.
Yeah, it's 50-50 game on this one. Again, could be interesting to link that into a nice little Quinella Collingwood Freo. Freo aren't the favourites.
Frio are not the favourites.
Well, there you go. So you get some juicy odds there.
They're not really juicy. I wouldn't say that. They're 225, so... Ugh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The other Saturday afternoon game, you got West Coast taking on Melbourne. West Coast, you got McKenzie getting your vomit bag, Giles. The Hacksaw, Liam Duggan, and Nelson with Schofield out with soreness. Brown, McGinnity, and Hutchings all omitted.
Yeah, I can't believe Hutchings has had as many games as he has, to be honest, Jono. Good to see Liam Duggan get another go. I really think he's got something, but just hasn't put it together at the elite level yet.
No, he's still pretty young, so...
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get more of a chance. I like the way he goes about his football.
And the D's.
You got in Chris Dawes, Frost, Neil Bourne and Stretch. Out goes Frank Grimes' brother, Jack Grimes, Ben Kennedy, Aaron Vandenberg, we have the hip, and White.
Yeah, goddamn Chris Dawes, just...
Goddamn Paul Ruse, getting rid of Grimey.
No, oh, well. Billy Stretch is interesting to me as a plug and play, but that's about it, really.
Even Frosty's to me as well.
No. Have some sense, man.
Yeah, I am on my fourth Heineken, so...
There you go.
And to the Saturday night game, which will be a pretty good game, I'd say, is the Doggies taking on St Kilda. Both play Eddie Had well. Liver back in after copping a knock to the ribs, and Stringer goes out with that shoulder injury, with Savage coming back from concussion, and Minchington omitted.
Yeah, a couple of good ins there, Jono.
Mm.
But I doubt you can pick any of them up.
Savage interests me a little bit.
Oh, if you can find him, grab him, but I...
Yeah.
Don't think you'd be finding him in too many places.
You wouldn't think so, no. But good for Libba owners if they are looking to make the finals.
Yeah, I'll be watching that game. That'll be interesting to me. Although the Cats and Crows game aren't at the same time. Oof.
If you've got two TVs and Foxtel, get one and plug it in next to each other.
Well, I got the iPad going.
Nice. The other game on Saturday night, Geelong v Adelaide, another good game that's going to be on. In Jimmy Bartel and Jed Bewes, out goes Henderson with that concussion, and also Murdoch.
Yeah, I like Jed Bewes just as a player. I would have thought he'd get more of a go, but, you know, okay, sarah.
When you've got a pretty good team, it's hard to get into. But for Adelaide, you got Brown and Laird back in with McKay and the Seed out.
Yeah, a couple of mainstays back there. It's going to be a cracker. Who are you tipping, Jono?
Just because it's at Adelaide, Geelong, I'm going for the Cats.
Yeah, fair enough.
Only reason.
Hmm.
And with Laird in, you think Brody Smith takes a little bit of a hit?
He really put out a good game last week with Laird missing, but who knows? Brody Smith, ugh, tough guy to own, Jono.
Certainly is. Moving on now to the Sunday games, we've got game of... Oh, no, sorry, this is not game of the round. No mistake, people. It's Essendon v Brisbane. I'm not sure if it's even being televised. I'm not sure if even the radio commentators are going to this game, but it will be played. Empty stadium.
I wouldn't mind going to this game because there's a lot on the line.
For the number one draft pick?
Yeah, that's right.
So the Who Cares Cup. Starting with Essendon, you got Cooney back in, Polkinghorne, Michael and Francis making his debut with Gwilt going out with that knee injury.
Yeah, you know, Gwilt, career footballer. You know, he'll be trying to get another shot next year. Has he done enough, Jono?
He's been serviceable. Whether he gets another year, I don't see him playing when all the other guys come back.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it might just depend on who comes and who goes.
Yeah, that's right. Cooney's probably the only one that interests me. He's in some pretty good form before he had the rest.
Yeah, nah.
And for the Lions, you got Big Sauce Merritt, Dawson, Walker and Smith coming in with McStay going out with a leg injury.
So zero interest.
In the whole game or just the Brisbane people?
I'm interested. I have this... it's like a car crash, Jono. There's going to be no defence in this game.
I still see Essendon... I can see Essendon winning by... I'm going to pick it 8 to 12 goals here.
That's... Yeah, I can see that happening too, to be
honest. Oh, okay. Good, we're on the same page.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to say, like, 10 to 12 when you went there, and I was like, I can see 10 goals, man.
Yeah, I could have just in the first quarter.
Yeah.
You got Hawthorn v Richmond 3:20 at the G on Sunday. Extended interchange. You've got Will Langford, O'Brien, and Kurt Heatherly from New Zealand. No outs as of yet. And for the Tigers, you've got Lambert, Conker, Drummond, and Lennon with, as we mentioned earlier, Deludio out with that calf injury.
Yeah, it's it's try stuff out time for the Tigers, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I hope they give your boy Vlosten a bit more time on the ball. He's done well in there
previously
when guys have missed games, but they just don't give him a run in there.
No,
due to need, I guess. But
he can do. He's a good sized body and everything, so
yeah,
help Dusty out as well. I can see Cochin going. Cochin loves to play Hawthorn. I can see him going big.
Yeah, I had a look at him for my captain choice, but just
not quite.
Yeah, not quite.
Okay, well, I must have just been those year or two.
Oh, he's had a couple of big ones, no doubt.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking of then. But the last game of the round, I've got a lot of interest in this game. It's Port Adelaide v GWS at the Adelaide Oval. Big out for the Port. Early's a big out because he's a big unit. Charlie Dixon with that injury. And as we mentioned earlier, the Mafra magician, Johnny Butcher, gets another run at maybe his last AFL game ever. Ebert back in, Pollock and Nathan Cracker.
If Dixon misses next week, I guarantee they give him another game.
Well, he played 5 last year, so it's Charlie Dixon. Who knows? He's missed an injury.
Yeah, man, I was really looking forward to seeing what Charlie Dixon could do against Brisbane. But there's some big ins. But yeah, I wouldn't really want to play him against the Giants, to be honest.
No, and speaking of the Giants, you've got Jake Barrett in for his first game, Wilson back from injury, Kennedy and Stewart with Jack Steele out with a hand injury. Probably say Wilson's got me a little interested. I've floated him a couple of times this year.
Yeah, we were obviously on board with him earlier in the year, but the form tapered off and
The emergence of Zach Williams.
Zach Williams just went ham. Well, they were playing together for a while.
Zach Williams overtook it right there.
Yeah, that's right. And, Haynes in as well, obviously.
Yeah,
it's hard to keep.
Good
it's hard to keep all those guys together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if Wilson's in, maybe. If I was desperate, I'd pick him up. But hey, I'd probably look for someone else.
Yeah, Wilson can go 50 or an 85, but I suppose that's like most defenders in that D5 spot, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. I don't mind the matchup against Port either. Defenders have generally scored okay against them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, that's only the extended interchange. We'll have to wait till tomorrow afternoon for final teams.
Yeah.
But now we're going to move on to our captain's lounge, where we're going to give you our thoughts on who to pick as a captain. If you don't own a Dangerfield, I would say Goldie and Ablett, but they're not going as well this year. But I'm going to start it off this week with Brendan Goddard.
Ugh.
Bit of an interesting pick. This is more of just a gut feel pick.
I think I rolled him out last week because of his amazing history against whoever the hell they played, and he duly.
But this is the thing, Steve. Goddard doesn't have a truly amazing history against the Lions. I mean, he only averages 95 in Supercoach and 83 Dream Team. But his last five is 102 Supercoach, 107 Dream Team. I just got a feeling that he's going to knock one out of the park here.
Respond to the haters that have been getting into him?
Pretty much, yeah. And hopefully he doesn't go full ham and punch someone.
If they lose this game, he may well just spontaneously combust on the field.
No, he's going to snap the goalpost and just start swinging.
Well, he won't hit anyone because that'll be the crowd size.
Might get the poor hot dog vendor.
Oh, my God. My first captain choice is Callan Ward versus Port Adelaide. It's actually his best career average is against Port Adelaide out of all the teams in the league. It's 105 Dream Team, 115 Supercoach. So when you take that over a career, that's pretty fantastic sort of numbers. Port's midfield has been giving up points. And really, he bounced back to form last week with a ripping game against the Gold Coast.
Brisbane.
Yeah. Brisbane. So certainly be rolling Callan Ward out there if I owned him.
Yeah, absolutely. My next pick, he's more of a super coach captain's choice and dream team. It's Luke Hodge.
Oh my god, is that your risky one?
No, not actually, because he averages 115 in Supercoach, 121 in his last five against the Tigers, but only 87 Dream Team and 100 in his last five. The numbers are just there. So.
Yeah, I don't mind it because if the teams are... One thing I noticed with Hodge is, because he generally plays that loose man defence, if the team likes butchering the ball going forward, that's when he scores. But when you play a team who uses the ball well, then he's not going to score well. And Richmond tends to kick it to the opposition.
See, look, you see that first game back against Gold Coast, he did pretty well, come up against a good team in Swans, and he scored about 90-ish, so
yeah,
against Richmond, could go full ham again.
No, yeah, okay, I don't mind that, that's fair enough. My next captain choice is Lucky Neal against the Gold Coast. Doesn't have the most amazing history against the Gold Coast, but Lucky Neal's just been in sensational nick this year. But we know the Gold Coast midfield is just running on fumes at the moment.
Fumes? I already thought they're on the side of the road with sticking their thumb out looking for a ride.
They've got nothing going for them. Just an injury list longer than Corey Wagner's old fella. Neil actually had his second worst game of the year from a fantasy perspective last week. Everything else has basically been hundreds or better. So I've got no doubt that he'll bounce back this week, and I'm thinking in a big way.
Yeah, I would think so too. My next guy is from the Sydney Swans. That's old Tommy Mitchell. Doesn't mind playing against Carlton. He averages 109 Supercoach and 114 in Dream Team.
Wow, big numbers.
Mind you, he's only played them three times.
Still.
Yeah, good numbers.
Good numbers.
Two of those times, yeah, turned up pretty good too, in both formats.
Yeah, just before I say my third captain, yeah, like Jono said, we're avoiding the obvious ones. But also, Jono, as always, is picking from the home teams, I'm picking from the away teams, so...
That's it.
If you think there's someone we've missed, that's why. My next captain choice is Maxi Gawn versus the West Coast Eagles.
Against Giles, eh? Ooh, I don't know.
No, well, Lysette's still in.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, Rucks have actually been scoring pretty well against West Coast since Nick Nat's gone out. We saw Phillips scored okay last week. Goldie had 65 hitouts 2 weeks ago. Seth Martin teed off on him for a big score. So I think Max Gawn is absolutely a great captain choice this week.
And we know Ruckman scored well against Max Gawn as well.
They have. So that's something to consider, I guess, if you wanted to roll.
I wouldn't roll with Giles.
Johnny Giles out there.
But if Lysette is, for some reason, still floating around, you can grab him.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, can I play in that league?
Yeah, me too. my next captain, you better sit down for this one. There's some major stats coming up here. Actually did more research on this guy than the rest of them.
I can't believe he did any research.
Joel Selwood averages 122 Supercoach points against Adelaide, and 112 in Dream Team, going 125 in his last five in Supercoach, 120 in Dream Team. He's played against the Crows 12 times. Two of those scores have been under 100. Nine of those scores have been over 120 in Supercoach.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty major stuff there. And in Dream Team, he had, again, two under 100, but only three over 120, with the rest being in the teens, one teen sort of thing.
Hmm.
But still amazing numbers if you're a Joel Selwood owner.
Yeah, pretty big stuff. I'm going to stick in the same game and go with my man Rory Sloane, who's been in pretty good nick. But also recently has been in good nick against the Cats. Earlier in the year, knocked out a 140 Dream Team, 155 Supercoach game. We know a lot of the Cats midfielders tend to run one way and maybe not the other. Not pointing the finger at anyone, Danger. Do have a bit of concern that they might run a tag on him. But I think he can beat it anyway.
Who's the Cat's tagger?
Guthrie.
Okay.
Yeah. Or Blixarves.
Oh, yeah, the Cavs, that'd be an interesting tag.
So, Rory Sloan.
Nice pick. My last one is good old Captain Risky. It's Adam Treloar. Averages 100 even in Supercoach and 102 in Dream Team. I just think with the Pies going to smash North Melbourne and no... And no taggers left at North Melbourne, I think he's going to get played a big one.
Yeah, well, that's promising. Why do I just think Corey Wagner's going to pull out a big one?
Because we know he's done it before.
My risky, my fifth captain, it doesn't even feel that risky, but it's Dane Zorko against Essendon. Doesn't have a great history against them, but we know really this is his first time playing full mid. Ripping Nick. Both teams bleed points from the midfield.
I can see 30 possessions and 4 or 5 goals coming up from Zorko.
It could happen. It could happen. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm certainly willing to roll the dice there.
Yeah, absolutely. Some good picks there, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a few to choose from, to be honest, this week, Jono. If you're a dream team, I think Jack Stevens has a pretty good history against the Bulldogs. Doesn't translate to Supercoach. Sorry, yeah. A few options there.
Yeah, plenty of options out there this week. And if you are looking for a late week pickup, you can actually pick some of these guys before Friday night. I'm going to start off with Connor Blakely from Fremantle. Been going on about him quite a bit, actually, lately, but playing the Gold Coast Suns, can't see a tag or anything going to him. No defence going to be in this game. I can see him going pretty good.
Yeah, again, I'm going to go through a lot of the guys I spoke about on Monday because I think they're still there. Like, Joe Danaher is probably still there. Reece Matheson's still there. Like you said, Blakely. Dean Towers against Carlton. Even 2 metre Peter.
Yeah, I've got 2 metre Peter on the list tonight. I've also got Callum Mills, just think, against Carlton, can do some damage. An interesting one I've got here, if you haven't got him, have a look at him, Jack Darling. I was having a look at his stats today. Against Melbourne, averages 102 in Supercoach and 97 Dream Team.
Wow.
Against Melbourne. So if you can pick him up, grab him.
Yeah, well, I guess he'll be playing on Sam Frost, I would suspect.
Eesh. Happy day. That's why I picked him up in our League of Records today.
Yeah, Jared Harbrow might be another good option. Frio, 10 to give points to the defenders, and he has gone big at times this year.
Yep, very disappointed with Harbrow going to the Gold Coast Suns. I know he's had the Doggies in that year. I think it was the year he left. He got all Australian, but thought he'd carry on with it, to be honest.
With the Dogs?
No, when he went to Gold Coast.
Oh, the form hasn't been as great, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, geez, I'm just thinking of the Dogs' halfbacks now.
Imagine if Jared Harbrow was in that.
Whew. He wouldn't be in it, he'd be in Footscray's team.
You reckon?
Yep.
Okay. I've also got Rory Lobb. Now he's floating around in 27% of teams, owned by 73%. Ruck forward, been in some pretty good nick the last few weeks, producing some pretty decent scores if you're looking to stream a fifth forward. And if you haven't heard, Steph Martin copped a bit of a rib injury, so watch this space, could be laid out. Ruck forward could be a good pick.
Yeah, there's some interest there. And do you have anyone else, John? I've sort of run out of...
Just one more, maybe Tory Dixon against the Saints could be a good pick, and Brad Hill against the Tigers.
Yeah, I don't mind Dixon. That's not interesting to me with Stringer out.
Mm.
So, don't mind that.
Yeah. And Dixon's last couple of weeks have been pretty good as well.
Very interesting.
Yeah. But that's all for me. I believe we got a question from one of our Twitter listeners today, or yesterday, Steve.
Yeah, we did have an interesting question. Old Scott Warwick. Ugh. Jesus. Since his Supercoach team is roasted, he's thinking it's roast time. And would you go the pork, lamb, or beef? And the choice of sides, please.
All three. And no. Can't go past a good lamb roast. Good lamb roast. Roasted spuds with... you put some lemon pepper spice on it. That does the trick. And just mixed veg, really. And lots of gravy. Whatever the human recommended dose for the day is.
Yeah, double that. look, Joe, I'm gonna give a hot take here. And yep. I'm going to say roast beef is trash. Right?
I concur.
I can't abide roast beef. I just think it's complete garbage.
And you've got roast lamb right there. It tastes better.
I'm going to say in winter, I'm all for the lamb. Like, I did answer this thing on Twitter. So I said roast lamb for me in winter. Sides, roast spuds, carrots. I like my roast zucchini with parmesan on it.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever had that.
And a bit of peas and corn as well. And, of course, all the gravy in the world. But in summer, Jono, in summer, I am roast pork all the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're white and dark meat. You know?
Yeah. It's dark clouds. It's roast lamb time.
Well, that's it. It's like sometimes for me, in the summer and the winter. Summer, beer time. Winter, bit of wine and spirit time.
That's very... Yeah, I can get on that.
I believe we also had a bit of love for the Woolies honey sausages, Steve.
Yeah, Peter James just giving us a bit of a heads up.
He thinks a good heads up.
Yeah, we can give out a little bit of advice, but we love hearing. So, you know, I want to expand my
culinary taste.
Yeah, so he says the Woolies honey snags rock, but he also goes to the butchers for the chicken Kiev snags.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That sounds all right. And the chicken, spinach, and feta snags.
Ooh.
I don't mind a bit of feta. I'm a bit of a feta fan, Jono.
Peter James, please tell me you're a butcher because I am headed their way.
Yeah, that's some pretty interesting snags.
You've just got a new customer, Peter James Butcher.
Yeah, true that. I just thought it'd be interesting as well, Jono, to mention earlier in the year we tweeted out we were having a discussion on here about with the rotations cap being dropped to 90, whether there'd be a decrease in the amount of players averaging over 100 in Supercoach, because the last time rotations were 90, there was only 32 players average over 100.
Wow.
And last year there was 51.
Yep.
So far I've got 38.
So it's slightly above average.
Well, it's more than obviously 2009, but only by 6, but it's 13 less 100 averages than last year.
That's definitely playing a part then, you would think.
Yeah, you would think. So, I mean, there's a few players either side who could go up or down. So it'll be really... I'm finding it very interesting to see how that shakes out going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So 38 this year of what you call a primo player averaging 100.
Yeah, and that includes guys like Fife and Murphy and Ablett, who obviously aren't going to play again, so...
Yeah. I'd be interested to see the Ruckman. I haven't done too much research into it. Like, last year you would have had Goldie, Gorn, and maybe Steph Martin averaging 100, but Gorn, I don't know off the top of my head, but what Gorn's average might be the only one averaging 100, you would think?
Well, I can tell you in 2 seconds because I'm on the page right now. Gorn is averaging 117. I don't have Dream Team open, so I can't give you that. But he's averaging 117 in Supercoach. Todd Goldstein is still averaging 111.
Oh, okay. So,
despite totally stinking, he's knocking out some pretty decent scores. Nick Nat, 108.
Okay, so there's three ruckmen this year. Okay, but that'd still be down from last year, I would imagine.
I don't know that it is.
Well, Steph Martin.
It might have only been four.
Steph Martin would have averaged 100 last year. I mean, if he was a top 10 pick in a lot of leagues, as people would have thought.
Yeah, but I'm not sure Gawn did.
Oh, maybe. Oh, I suppose he came in late, didn't he?
I think Goldie and Steph did, and Sam Jacobs close. Maybe. So
yeah. Okay. So
but even Jacobs is still only on 93.
Be interesting to see where the breakdown of where the drop-off in each position would be for those hundreds.
Well, it really felt like there was a clear-cut. To me, going into the draft, it felt like there was a clear-cut top five, to be honest, because I thought Goldie and Steph were right up the top. Sam Jacobs wasn't far behind him. And then you sort of had Gawn and...
Nick Nat.
Yeah, well, Nick Nat only in Supercoach. Dream Team, not so much. But, yeah, then you sort of went into your Gawns and Mumfords and Licksarves.
Yeah.
But it really is shaking out that there's a bit of... you know, between 1 and 8, you're dropping 26 points.
And that is massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting stats. I'd like to do a bit more research into that and pass it on to you, our fellow listeners.
Well, it's all great info. All this stuff is great to write down and remember, put in the old black book for going into next year's draft. Like, we could say, look, Brody Grundy over his last five rounds is averaging 103. He's really, how long till we're talking about? When does he become a top five, six ruckman? Is it next year?
At this rate, it's next year. Well, I mean, if you can get a ruckman averaging 107 plus, that's gold.
So, very interesting, Jono.
And if you have any other suggestions on food or butchers where we can get some awesome sausages, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at the Draft Doctors. Leave your suggestion there. Or head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors and go into detail of what other culinary tastes we can expect at your favourite butcher.
Hey, Jono, I've got to ask. What do you think of this Pokemon Go?
I do have it. But because I am locked down at work, I can only walk around the factory. So my as being the boss, my employees see me run out the back because there's a Pokemon at the back of the factory that I have to catch. It's a little weird, but each to their own.
Are they playing it as well?
No.
Yeah, just you.
So I can catch them all. But I'm only a bit of a social player. I'm not, you know, walking around the streets at 11 o'clock at night trying to catch them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mrs. Fizz is all over it, and I got to say, I love Pokemon Go because it's getting her out of the goddamn house. And... That's good. You know, you can watch some cartoons.
My fiance, yeah, she plays it, but she plays it in work, and she works in the city, and there's a billion freaking Pokemon around there, but where I live here, there's nothing. I mean, I've got a gym at the end of my street, but who cares?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm getting some alone time, Jono, and that is gold.
That is gold. That is gold. But I think that wraps up the show for this week. Good luck to everyone trying to make finals. Good luck to those who are in the finals. Hopefully your players do not get injured, and we'll see you on Monday.